نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we started a series because we are in the month of Hajj. And tonight our topic is Ziyaratul Madinatil Munawwara. When one goes and visits the city of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then at least we should know what is the history, the virtues and the importance of visiting these places. Let us go to the starting. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Thani Athnain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, whose title is Thani Athnain, the second of the two, as enshrined and mentioned in the noble Quran, Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, verse number 40. And now they travelling from Makkah came to Ghar Thawr, spent 3 nights there, and then the journey continues. The people in Madinah Munawwara, where Masjid-e-Quba is nowadays, so they were anticipating, hoping now today Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam will arrive. And when they waited, the children, they were disappointed. Second day, third day, lo and behold, they saw Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak countenance. They saw Siddiq Akbar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh. If you go to Cape Town today, you will find a family called the Najjar family. Najjar means to be the carpenters. So that area there, the Banu Najjar were there. The tribe of Najjar, the daughters also went out. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is entering, and Siddiq Akbar Thani Athnain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu also. And what do these daughters of Medina say? Nahnu jawarin min banin Najjari. Nahnu jawarin min banin Najjari. We are the daughters of the Najjar tribe. Ya Habbada Muhammadun Jari. How excellent today Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our neighbor. Who can ask for a better neighbor than Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khatamun Nabiyeen? So they were so excited. That is the children and the men and the women. I'll come back to Masjid Quba inshallah. Thereafter, spending some time there, it was a Friday, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the metropolitan area of Medina Munawwara, central Medina, where Al-Masjidun Nabawi is today. And that piece of land, remember, was a place where they would do the tanning process. You know, when you slaughter, sacrifice your animals, then you take your skin and your hide, and you get the tanning process done. And that piece of land there belonged to two brothers, Sahal and Suhail. See, my brothers, sisters, children, who is Siddiq Akbar? Who is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq? The negotiations took place, and they said, no, if for a masjid, then we will donate it. Said, no, we will pay for it. Who paid for the land of Masjidun Nabawi? Every salat performed there, every salam upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every etikaf, every dua, every tear. Siddiq Akbar paid 10 dinars, 10 gold coins he gave the two brothers, Sahal and Suhail radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, and that was how the land of Masjid Nabawi was purchased. And thereafter, remember, the building starts. Sahaba say, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Laban in Arabic means milk. Labin means the blocks, the stones, the bricks, like, you know. So the Labin Mubarak, that is the bricks and the blocks of Medina, Masjid Nabawi, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picking up with his own yadihi al-sharifa, with his own Mubarak hands. And we Sahaba said, how can this be? We must be worth. And they assisted Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in building, constructing Masjid al-Nabawi. There's a whole chapter on its own, Bina'ul Masjid al-Nabawi. When the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw how his sahaba, how his students, how his companions rallied around him. So what did he do? Look at what Nabi alayhi sallam said. Do yourself a favor, brothers, sisters, learn some Arabic, you know. You can't just be learning khamsa, ashara and then to count money. I'm speaking of more things now, you know. So you must remember that. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they building the masjid. And the poetry also is going on. And what did Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam read? When he saw the beloved Sahaba helping, assisting in the construction of Masjid Nabawi. Allahumma innal ajra ajrul akhira. Allahumma innal ajra ajrul akhira. Oh my beloved Allah, the reward and the ajr is there by you in the year after. فَغْفِرِ الْأَنْسَارَ فَرَحَمِ الْأَنْسَارَ وَالْمُهَاجِرَ فَرَحَمِ الْأَنْسَارَ وَالْمُهَاجِرَ Ya Allah, you have mercy on these Ansar and Muhajireen. How they are rallying to this cause of building Masjid al-Nabawi. The Masjid is built. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is facing Masjid al-Aqsa. That was our Qibla, Qibla-e-Ula. For approximately 16 to 17 months, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. And thereafter, Tahweel Qibla, the change took place. And Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. Quickly, dear listeners, let us take you for ziyarat inside Masjid Nabawi. The masjid was very, very small initially. It is Muharram. It is the 7th year of after Hijrah, and Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam sahaba went. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala who played a pivotal role. And remember, it is Muharram, 7th year after Hijrah, and the battle of Khaybar takes place against the Jews. And Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the banner, gave the flag to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and said, يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Go open Bukhari and various compilations. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he loves Almighty Allah jalla wala. He loves Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Almighty Allah loves him and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love him. Therefore, one title of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is Fatih Khaybar. So when they went there, lo and behold, it broke the back of the Jews. Therefore, when my children and brothers of Palestine, they are have only one, two stones maybe in their hands, and they're taking on the apartheid regime with the most high-tech arms and ammunition, then I saw and witnessed this with my own eyes in Palestine. And what they say, O Muslim, O child, learn about Islam. They would tell the Yahud, and they would tell the army, Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud, inna jaysha Muhammad sawfa Yahud, Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud. O Jews, remember Khaybar, and the army of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming again, and we will liberate Palestine. Never mind others, we will liberate. See, imani taqat. When you have the ta'alluq connection with Almighty Allah, is a separate topic. Now the battle of Khaybar take place, a remarkable, magnificent victory for the Muslims. Now the number of Muslims, the amount has increased drastically. The masjid is too small. So now the first expansion fi hayati Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes place ba'da ghazwati Khaybar, after the battle of Khaybar. This is in the hayat mubarak of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then remember, Sayyidina Abu Bakr's time, Sayyidina Umar's time, also expansion took place. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala's time. Remember that where the mihrab is, the niche, right in front. So that extension, Qibla in Madinah Munawwara, is a southern direction. So that first 8-10 serfs, where the imams used to stand till 2 years ago or so. So remember, that is all called mihrab-e Uthman. Tawsiyah to Uthman radiallahu anhu warda. He, with his personal money, no collection, with his own personal money. And they asked him, Ya Uthman, why you want to build all this? He said, I heard Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Man bana lillahi masjida, banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah. Whosoever builds a masjid here for the love and pleasure of Allah, Allah jalla wala will bless him with a palace there in Jannah. So I want a palace as well, and let me extend Masjid Nabawi. Go open Yusuf Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, you'll find all this type of ahadith and so forth. Thereafter, remember that then the ummah, the empire spread far and wide. Now what do we see now in Masjidun Nabawi? Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma baina bayti wa mimbari rawdatun min riyadil jannah. The portion between my house Mubarak and the mimbar, the pulpit Mubarak, is one of the gardens of Jannah. And when you get placed there, subhanallah, you will see pillars. And you will see a green, like a circle there. You will see it's gold with a circle and green and so forth, the background. And Ustuwana is written there, if you could read Arabic. Against the green fence, you will see Ustuwana is Sarir. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to perform itikaf in that area there. Ustuwana-i Wufud, where Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam would receive the delegations. Ustuwana-i Hars, where Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam would appoint the guards. Sayyidina Bilal, Sayyidina Ali, this Sahabi, that Sahabi. Because the Jews were there and other people were there and so forth. So remember that they had to appoint the guard as well. Ustuwana Abi Lubaba, Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhu is Sahabi. He disclosed a secret to the enemy. And then he realized his mistake and error. He went to the pillar, he fastened himself. And he said, I'm not going to untie myself only for the hajat of wudu and salat and so forth. He stayed there for several days, and then the ayat got revealed that his tawbah is accepted. And he said, the master alayhi salam will tell me. And then he untied, and then he came back. And so see, is written there, if you can read, Ustuwana Abi Lubaba in the Tawbah. Therefore, when we get opportunity, we go and read 2 rakat Salatu Tawbah. Ustuwana Aisha, our mother Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, what does she say? She says that there is a place in Masjid Nabawi that I know, if the people knew the worth of that place, the value of that place, they would have cast lots, they would have a raffle. So remember, you read salat there, or you go make dua there, your dua is mustajab, your dua is accepted. So that is what you will see there. Even today we must remember in Masjid Nabawi, mashallah, now the masjid is so, it's expanded and so forth, so big. There's upstairs also for the men only. It can accommodate 1 million people, alhamdulillah. It has 10 minarets, mashallah. So all this we should try and learn regarding Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's masjid. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed itikaf there, made imamat there. Adhan of Bilal radiallahu anhu took place there. Adhan of Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum, the blind Sahabi, his adhan took place there. So all this, remember, we have so much information in the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah, and in the sayings of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Now when you leave there, you go to Masjid Quba. This is the first masjid in the history of Islam after Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. in Makkah Mukarrama, Masjid al-Haram was there. That was from Nabi Adam alayhi salam's time. But you see, in time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam, when Habibuna sallallahu alayhi salam came, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu came, Asad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu, he used to gather the people and deliver some lectures and advices. First thing Habibuna sallallahu alayhi salam did in Masjid al-Quba, that in that area, build a masjid. And lo and behold, if you study the Seer Kitab, the Tariq Kitab, the books on history and Seerat Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first block Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed, and the second, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Thaniyat name. Thereafter, listen to the virtues. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there next to Masjid Nabawi. But Saturdays, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam normally he would come to Masjid al-Quba. Sometime Mashiyan, sometime and occasionally Rakiban. Saturdays, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, sometime walking and sometime on a means of conveyance, Kamal Mubarak and so forth. What did Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Authentic Hadith in Ibn Majah. Man tatahhara min baytihi, you are there by your hotel. And then you perform wudu there, thumma ata Masjid al-Quba, and you come to Masjid al-Quba any day of the week, and then for swalla fihi rakatain, you read two rakat salah there, kana lahu ka ajri umratin, you receive the reward of an accepted umrah. Subhanallah. So make dua, have that tamanna, that desire, we go back to Masjid al-Quba, we go back to Masjid Nabawi. It's a Friday, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is leaving Quba. And even today, if you go there, you will find not far from Quba, beautiful masjid, white in color. And that is called Masjidul Jumu'ah. Masjidul Jumu'ah. The first Jummah Salat was read there in that area, remember that. It's called Masjidul Jumu'ah. And then from there, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to where Masjid Nabawi is, as I mentioned. You, my mother's sisters, take lesson. Ordinary people like me come, sinners like us and so forth, you come, you meet us and so forth, and you're so elated and happy. What about Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? People came, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll do this, we'll do. So they did, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. But Umme Sulaim radiallahu anha, see how intelligent, a genius. She brought her son worth 10 years old, Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is Anas, Anas bin Malik. He will be your khadim, your special attendant. He will run around, take your errands, do this, do this, do that. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Ummah, was so pleased with this youngster, Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu warda. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, Allahumma barik lahu fi ahlihi wa malihi. Ya Allah, give him barakah in his family and in his wealth. Family, he states himself. You go study the profile of Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu. He said, my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and so over 100 they were. His wealth, he had a farm, he had an orchard and, you know, plantation. Subhanallah, twice a year, it used to produce the crops. And not only produce the crops, ulama have written, a khushbu nikalti thi. From that crops, there was a fragrance emanating from there. The barakah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's dua and supplication. When you go to Iraq, and you go to the city of Basra, you will find the son of Islam. You will find this Khadim Ikhas, the special attendant of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's buried there in Iraq. He passed away in the year 93. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah's birth mubarak took place in 80. So he is one of the Sahaba that Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah met. And that is how Imam Abu Hanifa becomes a Tabi'i and a successor to the companions and so forth. Anyway, that's all academic discussion. We come back to Madinah Munawwara. Thereafter, now you want to go for ziyarat. So where will you go? Remember, you go to Jabal Uhud. Many a time we say Uhud, find some ulama say, but in the hadith we find is Jabal Uhud. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Jabal Uhudin yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu. This mountain loves us and we love the mountain. Battle of Badr, Ramadan, second year of the Hijrah, the enemies were defeated. 1 year after that, Shawwal, subhanallah, the battle of Uhud takes place. Allah Jalla wa'ala turns everything around now. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. That is dunya, الدُّنْيَا دَوَّارَ يَوْمٌ لَكَ وَيَوْمٌ عَلَيْكَ. This dunya is rotating, rotating. Sometimes we are so happy, sometimes we are so sad. Sometimes we are so rich, and suddenly the empire crumbles, and poverty comes in, war breaks out, and so many things happen. So dunya, the halat, the conditions, we're sitting with our passports, we can't use it. The planes, you can't go nowadays. I came now from Johannesburg to Durban, protocol, and that's a lot of stories. So anyway, my brothers, the point I'm making here is this, that remember, halat will change. So what happens? 70 sahaba, shaheed, shuhada. We the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe the greatest martyr for all times, all places is Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. When you stand there in Uhud, make special salam to Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu and say you are Sayyid al-Shuhada. The hadith in Mustadrak Hakim. So we must not forget who are the shuhada. What sacrifices they made. Ammun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the paternal uncle, the chacha mubarak of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you get time nowadays, you know, once inshallah Umrah and it opens, go night time to Uhud. MashaAllah, they have put great big, big floodlights there and so forth. When you go night time there, you will see a beautiful, magnificent scenario there. And if you have a good guide, and you go to Jabal Uhud, there's a small cave there as well. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered that cave Mubarak as well, and rested there as well. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tooth Mubarak became shaheed there. All this happened. So my brothers, study how Khalid bin Walid, he was not Muslim that time, but how he was a master tactician. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told his brother Walid bin Walid, tell your brother Khalid, it's time he embraces Islam. This was in the 6th year and 7th year and so forth, all that happened. And 8th year, Khalid radiallahu anhu comes, leaving Makkah, and places his hand in the hand of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Few months after that, this is what Medina did, brothers. It produced the greatest politicians. It produced the greatest warriors and soldiers and mujahideen. It produced the greatest ladies and females. Allah jalla wala speaks of Azwaj Mutahharat's homes, and one entire surah is dedicated to them, Surah 49. وَذَكُرُنَّ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. O you, the honorable spouses and wives of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you read, you by heart, what is revealed in your homes. Remember that you by heart it, you read it, and so forth. So that this is the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. Surah Hujurat, the rooms, the apartments, whose rooms and apartments? The honorable wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When I told you the expansion, extension is taking place, Umar bin Abdul Aziz is the governor, not the Khalifa yet. He became Khalifa in 99. And 101 after Hijrah, he passed away there in Hims, there in Syria, and his body Mubarak was desecrated. Allah Ta'ala protect us all from the enemies of Islam. Anyway, Umar bin Abdul Aziz is the governor. The Khalifa Amir at that time was Walid radiallahu rahimahullah. So remember, the verdict came that now we have to extend Masjid Nabawi, and the Hujurat and the Mubarak rooms, and where Wahi would come in the house of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, in the houses, remember there to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that has to be incorporated into the Masjid. With a very heavy heart, he accepted it. But the people of Medina were crying, and the houses now were being demolished for the extension. They would take one brick, take one block, and then take it to their house, to their homes. These are the rooms where Azwaj-e Mutahharat would stay, and now it's incorporated into the masjid. Imagine. Did you ever wonder, my brothers? I think I mentioned it to you. Remember, today people speak of Zoom. You know, Zoom and virtual meeting and lot of things. Quickly, let me take you on a journey here. Something very good you can learn. When we stand to read Salat and Salam upon Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what we say? As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So our back is facing Qibla. We are facing Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are facing Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. So you see one big green fence right around. When did that fence come? So you must remember it was in the year 888, Sultan Qatibai rahimahullah. He extended the whole masjid and rebuilt it. So it burnt, and remember then he extended it, refurbished it. So in the year 888 Hijrah, we're speaking of 550 years plus, remember that fence is there. Go further inside, read the profile, Nuruddin Zanki. You heard of Nuruddin Zanki? If you study about the Crusaders, you will hear Salahuddin, you will hear Imanuddin Zanki, and his son Nuruddin Zanki. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam appears in the dream of Nuruddin, and he is shown to people, eliminate these two culprits and shaitan. He comes from there, from Syria, and remember, after a few days he arrives. He calls the men of Medina Munawwara, but he does not see those two people who he saw in the dream. He said, who else is here? He said, oh, these two buzruks. But they were not buzruks, they were shaitan. So anyway, you must remember, when he called them, he said, these are the two. He asked the people, what are they doing? He said, whole day, whole night, they busy, ibadah, but every day they go graveyard. So, he said, there's something very fishy. You know we say in English, something is not right. Where you love there, when they start investigating, Allah forbid, Quran. Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. Allah Jalla wala is protecting you, Ya Rasulallah, from the enemies. See, protection, even now, this incident's time also, even now is our belief. So you must remember, they were digging a nafaq, a tunnel. Their aim was, Allah forbid, to exhume the Mubarak jasad athar of the Master alayhi salam. And then they admitted, they were executed, everything. And thereafter he put a steel structure right around. Who did this? Nuruddin Zanki rahimahullah. When you go further inside, what you will find? Inside we're going now. From out we're going in, we're zooming in. So first is the green fence, then is your steel structure, and then you come inside, then you find a pentagon. So what is a pentagon? Not in America now, we're speaking of Medina Munawwara. So pentagon, remember, is your five wall. And who did that? Umar bin Abdul Al-Aziz rahimahullah. When he was Khalifa, you must remember that he said, let me place this pentagon, the structure of five walls. Why? So that it must not replicate the Kaaba Musharrafa, and people must not say that this is like Kaaba and so forth. Hence pentagon with five walls. We go further inside, zoom further inside, is Jidaru Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu anha. So there is the house Mubarak, the Hujra Mubarak of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. So remember, that is what you see. And if you come from Babi Jibreel, there's a door there. Then you will find the prime ministers, presidents and so forth. Sometimes they allow them to go inside. So when you enter inside there, from Babi Jibreel, you will see there's a lock there and so forth. So when you enter inside, there are two mihrab. There are two. The first mihrab when you enter is mihrab at tahajjud. So where the Sahaba radiallahu an and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam occasionally would come also and read tahajjud salat there. So that is known as mihrab tahajjud. You go further inside, there's another mihrab. What is that? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an. Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha, and Al Hassanain, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiyallahu anhuma. That was their room, that was their house, Mubarak. And this is where they used to read and perform their Nafil Salat and so forth and so on. So that is what you will see inside. So when the presidents, prime ministers go in, they go till there, and then they can't go further. So because of all the structures that are there that I just mentioned to you. Now we take you to Masjid Quba, we took you to, now we take you to Masjid Qiblatain. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember, was facing Masjid al-Aqsa for 16, 17 months. But the heart's desire was, I must face Baytullah. قَدَ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ. Allah Jalla Wala knows and sees the Mubarak countenance of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looking to the sky, waiting for wahi and revelation. If somebody asks me and you, what is the difference between Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Khalilullah alayhi salatu wa sallam? Habibullah is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Khalilullah, and we know Qurbani and Hajj and all that, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam's name appears so many times. Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam is he. Every commandment, instruction of Almighty Allah, he fulfills. Wa Ibrahim alladhi waffa, he fulfills everything. And Habibullah, what was the desire of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam? That Allah ta'ala fulfills it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُسَارِعُكَ فِي هَوَاكَ. Open Ibn Majah, you will find the hadith. Allah Jalla wa Ala is making, hastening that what you really desire, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is Habibullah. The most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala in the entire universe. So after 16, 17 months, why? To show Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be the only messenger, the only prophet, the only Nabi of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, who will be sahibul qiblatain, who face both qiblas. See the wisdom. Nevertheless, so we go to Masjid, when we went many, many years ago with Allah's help, mercy, then they had two mihrabs. They had the mihrab towards Baytullah, and then they had a mihrab at the back also, there for example, and he's going to Masjid al-Aqsa. But you know the hajis. Hajis, anywhere they find place, they just make Allahu Akbar. So some hajis are facing Makkah, that's right. Another haji just make Allahu Akbar, he say mihrab, Pakistani, India. Allahu Akbar, he's facing Masjid al-Aqsa. So they close everything up. You see, these hajis, you know. So remember, they just tend to do anything, you know. One day, the imams of the haram was giving a story like, you see, you know, sometimes the hajis are so simple. When you have this mutawif, you call mutawif the people who take you around for tawaf. Or muzawir, the people who take you around for ziyarat in Masjid Nabawi before you get lost. So one day there was a big group, 50, 60 people behind this mutawif. So while he was going, he felt very thirsty, you know. So he went to just drink water. So they said, no, we must drink water also. So they asked him why. He said, no, he drank, so we must drink. So it's like that. You know, people are naive. They don't understand. So anyway, we just carry on. So we see there at Masjid Qiblatain, Subhanallah, that two rakat salat was read in the direction of Aqsa Mubarak and two rakat salat in the direction of Makkah Mukarramah. Thereafter, now I want to come to certain places that are not very famous, but you should know about it. When you visit Medina Munawwara. When Sahaba radiallahu anhum came to Medina Munawwara, there was a paucity, real shortage, acute shortage of water. Medina Munawwara is semi-desert. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, May yashtari bira ruma. Whoever purchases this, well, it's called Ruma. Allah Jalla wa Ala will grant him, remember, the greatest big well there in Jannat and so forth and so on. Sayyidina Usman said, Tayyar, I'm ready. With his own personal money, he bought it from the Jew. And then he made it waqf for the Ummah. Oh Ummah, do you know? Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu arda became Khalifa of this Ummah on the 1st of Muharram, the year 24 after Hijrah. You work it out from that time, 1441, next month will be 1442, Muharram. From that time till now, that well still giving water. I was there now, 6 months ago, 7 months ago, but now this year. So remember that, and in there if you go, you will find there's a big date farm there, and opposite there you will find a date shop. And run by Arab, he's the owner, but two Pakistanis run the show there, so they become our friend. One, two time I send it out to all of you all also, the card of his. So mashallah, you just contact him, and he will come pick you up from your hotel, and you go. They got big, big drums there, you know, 40, 50 liters or what. Every night they go, they fill up the water from Bire Usman, it's called Bire Usman now, but actual name is Bire Ruma. So you go there, they'll tell you, pani lelo, pani lelo, pani lelo, take the water, and then you buy the dates and all that. So remember, you are still drinking the water of Bire Usman. Can we imagine? Karamatan, this, likhatan in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is karamat, the miracle of the beloved son-in-law of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You go on the outskirts of Madinah Munawwara, you find that Matba'a Malik Fahad. The biggest Quranic press in the world. In 1984, it was established. You see this Quran Sharif? Just see the Quran if you got from Makkah there. Omar Ibrahim, just bring from there. So you must remember, if you go to Madinah Munawwara, those ulama students, if you go Makkah, you go meet Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, our teacher from Halab, Aleppo. He's very, very ill. Make dua for him. If you go, remember, to Madinah Munawwara, then you will find. So remember who? Another teacher of ours. Teacher in this sense, mashallah, he wrote my name and all. No, not this. Not this. You'll see the Matba'a Malik Fahad. So anyway, you must remember that who's the person who wrote that? He wrote, brothers, Usman Taha Hussein. That's his full name. Al-Khattat Usman Taha Hussein. I went, listen carefully, youngsters. It will inspire you, inshallah. When I went first time to his house, so I told him, Ustad, Sheikh, me I can't sit here on your sofa and all. So he's smiling. So he said, why? I said, Sheikh, how many times you wrote the Quran Sharif? Wrote with his hands. He said, 7 times. 6,236 verses, 114 chapters. You try and write 100 checks, you will put one extra zero or something. Quran Sharif, we're not allowed to make a single mistake. I said, Sheikh, if you wrote the Quran Sharif 7 times, how can I sit here without kissing your Mubarak hand? He told me, you know Sheikh Mutawalli Sha'rawi. I said, I never met him, but I know about him. He's in Egypt. He said, he came to the house, he did the same thing. I said, Sheikh, I didn't know. He said, he refused to sit till I take out my hand. I said, I didn't, yeah, I'm listening now from you. So he took out his hand, I kissed it, and he said, come sit here next to me. Then he told me, look at my muscles. You know? He's over 80 years old, that time. So, you don't have Mawlana? Ajib. Inna hadha lashayun ajib. So anyway, so you must remember this, that what happened, that he told me his father would teach him everything, by rote, by memory. He said, when I want to study, I told the Ustad, but these books you teach me, I know it by heart already. You see these Arab children, from young they start learning all this. His father taught him calligraphy, Arabic. He became the world's best. Subhanallah, one he wrote in Syria and the others he wrote in Madinah Munawwara. And remember, thereafter they took it to the King Fahad complex. Then they put it on the computer and so forth and so on. Then I told him, okay, Sheikh, now I'm here, you write my name. So he looked at me, he said, right now. So I just put Abdul Qadir Hussein, you know. How long? Just take 10, 20 seconds it take. He went in his room and all these things there. After 15 minutes, I don't know, 18 minutes, he came back. You know, Khattat, every letter they write and they'll admire and look. And but no mistake, you know. Then he came, he take it. Then he told me one thing, I'm giving you this, but it's another thing I'm not showing you. I said, what are you not showing me, Sheikh? He said that the pen I wrote your name, that is the same pen I use for writing the Quran Sharif. So I said, Sheikh, leave the pen, give me my name. Then second time I went, with my wife I went. First time I went with my one friend. So then,
So speaking, now he knew me a little bit. So I told him, Sheikh, my wife's name, inshallah. He said, what's her name? No, he told me, no, Anna Ta'ban and Anna Marid, and I'm sick and I'm now not well and that. I said, no. I said, Sheikh, leave it, leave it. But Allah wants to do something. Fa'alu lima yurid. So he said, what's your wife's name? So I said, Fatima Usman Hussein. He jumped up. I said, what? Fatima Usman Hussein, binti, my daughter's name is Fatima Usman Hussein. I said, Sheikh, there's another daughter of yours also. So mashallah, he went and he wrote and everything, then he gave for her also. You know. See, brothers, both of them, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Makkah, Sheikh Usman, Doctor Usman Taha Hussein, he is Khattatul Quran, they both still living, and both from Halab. Go and meet them. You won't meet people like this again now. The greatest mufassir commentator of the noble Quran in Makkah, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Hafidahullah. He wrote over 10 tafasir commentaries of the noble Quran. He was in a hospital. He told the doctor last year or beginning of this, make quick me on to go. I got a lot of work to do. His son there, they asked him, your father over 80 years, what work are you doing? He said, no, he's busy with another tafsir. See, Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi, apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood. The aim is not to finish the Quran Sharif. The aim is to finish our life in the service of Quran and Sunnah Mubarakah. That is what they teach us. So see what great thing. Let's take you to now. So when you go there, you must go there to King Fahd Complex. Subhanallah, when we used to go initially, we used to take the groups and so forth, then they should take us right inside. Nowadays they just show you the outside because everything now is quick. So you must remember, you see what the whole process and everything. You know how many million copies, over 50, 60 million copies they have distributed, translated, Masjid Nabawi you go, you will find all the translation Qur'ans there, all that, all from there also. You will find the Braille Quran and all these type of things. So subhanallah, a azim, great khidmat it is. Then another place you must go, when you are going out of the Haram Sharif, Madina Munawwara, Masjid Nabawi, then if you face the Qibla from that Mövenpick side, then you will see big buildings on your right hand side. So remember, there's the western side. So you will see all the matahif, all the different museums there. One museum, Asma'ul Husna. One museum, remember, that was of the Quran Sharif. Another museum of the Hadith. Other museum, Tariqul Madina. Other museum, Tariq of Masjidun Nabawi, the history of Masjid Nabawi. When we went, this was now last year, this Quran Sharif was given to the museum in Madina Munawwara. A lady from Pakistan, but now they took it to Makkah. But originally it was in Madina. Listen, you brothers, and aap Pakistani hazrat, aap sun lijiye, ya aap logo ke liye baise fakhr hai, baise masarrat hai. A lady from Pakistan, she was a master, you know, in sewing and all. She took every ayat of the noble Quran, and she sewed. It took her more than 30 years. And then when the authorities heard about it, they must have sent somebody, they saw it out, everything. And mashallah, that the Quran Sharif is complete. She was invited and they went and they made it waqf there to the museum. And it was first in Madina Munawwara, now it's there in Makkah Mukarramah. Imagine 30 years plus, and every ayat she says, when I used to sew, I used to make sure I was in the state of wudu. See khidmat of Quran. How Allah accepted it there from Madina Munawwara, now Makkah Museum and so forth. Anyway, brothers, when you go to Madina Munawwara, Baqi. So, did we ever make dua? Hadith in Tirmidhi. Man istata'a minkum ay yamuta bil Madina fal yamut biha. Whosoever of you can pass away in Madina Munawwara, then you should pass away there. And you leave the world and you make dua, you pass away there. Why? فَإِنِّي أَشْهَدُ لَكُمْ I will intercede for you. The first people who Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede for are the people who passed away with Iman, Islam, and they buried there in Madina Munawwara. So see, great. Hazrat Shaykh Nawar Allah Marqadahu. His last itikaf was here, but you in Durban, Stenger. 81 Ramadan, first Shaban, 82 came. Shaykh leaves this world and is buried in Baqi. How many of our ulama, awliyaullah, and them are buried there? You heard of Moana Ashiq Ilahi, he's a ustad also. Hazrat Moana Ashiq Ilahi, his honorable wife, they took her to the airport, saying, no, now you must go back and all this. Say, me, I'll go. The airport, the plane says she's too sick, you can't. Just leave her here. Plane went away. After a few months, they took her back to the airport. Say, no, you must go back. So, again, they say, no, she's too sick. She passed away in Madinah Munawwarah, she's buried in Baqi. See, brothers, this is incidents we know, and all this stuff. So have that tamanna, see, that Ya Allah, Madinah Munawwarah ki maut naseeb farma, that we pass away there with iman and so forth. So anyway, when we enter now, I'm going to end on this, I got 5-6 minutes left before the dua. So my brothers, what we should do is this, the men especially, on a Friday, that after Fajr we go to Baqi. So Baqi ul Gharqat is the normal full name. When we enter, so you read the dua, and then when you come on the right hand side, then who's buried there? Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha is buried there. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu is buried there. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beloved Nawasa and grandson. And then you find Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu is buried there. So like that, the Ahlul Bayt are all buried. Not all, but meaning other parts also is Ahlul Bayt, but there some of the Ahlul Bayt are buried there. Then you come further, the Azwaj Mutahharat are buried there. Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa, all of them are buried there. Two wives of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam are not buried there. One is Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, buried there in Makkah. And remember, outside Makkah, learn this my brothers, a place called Sarif. A place called Sarif. There Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu anha is buried there. We go with 1-2 taxis, you know, we know them. So they know, when we pass in there, they must stop. So we make a little bit dua by Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu anha's grave mubarak. Very few people really want to worry about this. So we should try and inculcate all this. All the other honorable wives and Ummahatul Mu'mineen, they buried there, remember. Then you go further, Imam Malik rahimahullah is buried there. You go further, Ibn Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibrahim, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak, blessed son, is 18 months old. And he's gasping for breath. And wa'aynahu tazrifan, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remembers, tears Mubarak are rolling down. Who was the first person to be buried in Medina in Baqi? After Hijratun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who? The first Sahabi to be buried was Uthman bin Maz'un. وَقَبَّلَهُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ حَبِيبُنَا صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ kissed him here on his forehead and buried him there. And said, my son Ibrahim, you bury him in the same grave of Uthman bin Maz'un radiallahu. And Abdurrahman bin Auf said, Ya Rasulullah, wa anta, you also crying? What did Habibuna صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ teach the ummah? وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِكَ لَمَحْزُونُونَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ Oh Ibrahim, my beloved son, what your separation. No more now, I'm going to talk with you, walk with you, and so forth. And remember, when we cry unintentionally like this, it is rahmah and mercy from Almighty Allah. And my beloved son Ibrahim, Ibn Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah wa inna lahu la mustardiyan fil jannah. For him there will be a foster mother still breastfeeding him in Jannah. See. You go further down, mashallah, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu is buried there. So is the graveyard, remember, thousands of Sahaba. Abu Huraira, the greatest Shaykhul Hadith. You know what was Abu Huraira's last words? Hadith. Man ahabba liqa'a Allah yahabba Allahu liqa'ahu. Who loves meeting Almighty Allah, Allah loves meeting. Sayyidina Abu Huraira, 5374 ahadith, he reports different narrations. So, and different asanid, what we call in hadith. So, he now makes dua, his last moments. Allahumma inni uhibbu liqa'ak. Ya Allah, I love meeting you, Ya Allah. فَأَحِبَّ لِقَائِي Ya Allah, please, you also love meeting me. Will we ever think of making du'as? The greatest Shaykhul Hadith. اللهم إني أحب لقاءك Ya Allah, I love meeting you. فَأَحِبَّ لِقَائِي Make me also accepted. See how accepted he is. So Baqi is there, we all should go, especially the men, and on a Friday, and you make dua for all. Thereafter, you must visit the Mazra'a also. Mazra'a are the date farms. Medina Munawwara, remember, is semi-desert. But see, till today, the best dates in the world you will get from Medina Munawwara. Ajwa, in Sahih Muslim, you find one word. Ajwa al-Aliya. Ajwa, you get different categories. So remember, Ajwa al-Aliya is the best of the best. So that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke of Ajwa, Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Man tasabbaha bi sabi ajwatin. Every morning you have 7 ajwa dates. One, not all 7 one time, one by one. Lam yadurru summun wala sihrun. Then your jadu and all this witchcraft and sorcery, magic and this poison, nothing will harm you. Every day you have 7, depending on how many dates you got, so every day eat 7 early morning breakfast time, before breakfast, fajr time and so forth. One hadith, A for ajwa. Second one, these are all authentic hadith. In Tabarani, and that you will find barni. So A for ajwa, B for barni. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that fihi dawa'un wala da'a fi. Remember that this barni will give you shifa, and there's no sickness, illness in it. So therefore, when we are there, Allah Ta'ala take us again and again to the Haramain Sharifain. So we tell the people, remember A and B, A for Ajwa and B for Barni. But any date you buy there, inshallah, the du'as of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are included there. And remember, last one, you like stories, so let me end on this. Outside Medina, now I think they stopped it also. So I will announce tomorrow, brothers, sisters, you know we got the group, we have to make things a little bit interesting for them. I say tomorrow we're going by the jinnats. The woman, you know, their wuzu is breaking already. We're going to meet the jinnats. They understood in this type of thing. So I tell them that area is called Wadi Ajin, you see. So we go with a bus, 50 of us, 40 of us, whatever. So all these things there, so we... Now why they call it Wadi Ajin? This is awam, you understand, public they call it. Now it is an incline. The road goes up. You see? But remember, no sorry, the road goes down, decline. The road goes down. But remember that bus driver, what he will do, he will leave it. 1-2 times he call us also, come sit here and see. So he leaves it in neutral, you see? And then it's a decline. Now common sense can tell us, if it's a decline and you got the bus must go forward. So they stop there, they know the exact place. Suddenly you see the bus going backwards, 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 backwards. You see, so what's happening? Now they also ate a lot of drama, you know. You see, now the jinnat are pushing it. So if the jinnat are pushing it, then what? You see, this whole area is Wadi Ajin, you see. So we tell the brothers, sisters, you saw the jinnats now. Say, where? I say, don't you see you're going backwards, you have to go front. And this type of things here. So inshallah, one day, some of you, maybe if you came in our group, we went to these places. But that is not 100% authentic, the name. But people just made it up. But this incident is the truth. We tried it with the bus, we tried it with the taxi, we tried it with all different. So you go there, whether you want to call it magnetic or this, that, you'll know better. So remember, you go, it's a decline. But the car will go backwards. The bus will go backwards. You take water, just like this. You take water and pour it there. So you will see the water, instead of rolling forward, it goes in reverse gear. Even the water will go reverse. So that's why they call it Wadi Ajin. You see? So may Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect Maqsa Masjid Aqsa and all our masajid. We thank our capital group. We thank all of you. And Allah Jalla Wala accept all our programs. And inshallah, these are all big nights. So don't let us kill time and waste time. Inshallah, try and do certain actions that are pleasing to Almighty Allah. Make dua for our beloved country as well, inshallah. And remember, I've traveled to many countries. What we have here, brothers, you won't just find very easily in other countries. So Allahumma aminna fi awtanina. Allah give us safety, security as well. And inshallah, tomorrow will be our final program day in Mubeni Heights, inshallah, after Isha. So make dua, inshallah, Allah Jalla Wala accept from all of us and make our khatima on iman. So we got 2 minutes, 3 minutes left. So we'll make dua now, a short dua, inshallah.
because we have to go back to all the radio stations. Now they all got their programs. On Markaz Sahaba, you can listen to Hafiz Suhail and Attorney Patelia. That is the program that will take place now after this program, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين ورحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا فالله خير حافظ وارحم الراحمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين